sovereignty over this land was never ceded,
and we stand in solidarity with them.
Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Gracie and Zara with your 10 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, around 150 protesters gathered outside a community cabinet forum in Townsville over the weekend, rallying the state government to legislate tougher penalties for youth offenders. The protest comes as frustrations are growing among Townsville residents, with the region's crime rate significantly higher than the state average. In recent months, the Queensland government has introduced the harshest laws against youth crime in the country, with human rights groups and research indicating these measures disproportionately affect First Nations children.
Police are investigating a fire that destroyed 19 privately owned cars at an auto repair business overnight at Creasemead. Emergency services were called to the business following reports of a fire. The fire was extinguished and the area has been declared a crime scene. Forensic investigations will continue this morning, and police are appealing for anyone with information of suspicious behavior at the time of the fire to contact police.
In national news, last chance negotiations on a trade agreement between Australia and the European Union have fallen through, according to Australian Trade Minister Don Farrell. In a video statement after an informal discussion between Canberra and Brussels, Mr. Farrell said, quote, "Negotiations will continue and I am hopeful that one day we will sign a deal that benefits both Australia and our European friends." Mr. Farrell went on to say that failure to reach a deal now means they will have to wait until the next European Commission is appointed after the next European election in June 2024.
Sydney private schools are welcoming LGBTQ+ pupils to bring same-sex partners to the Year 12 school formal. The decision follows an imposed ban on same-sex partners at St. Ursula's College, a Catholic school in Sydney South, St. Ursula. A Change.org petition has garnered almost 5,000 signatures calling for St. Ursula's to allow same-sex couples at the formal. Premier Chris Minns and NSW Education Minister Prukar and her federal counterpart have all spoken out against the ban.
In international news, Kazakhstan has announced a national day of mourning on Sunday, local time, after 45 people died in a fire in an ArcelorMittal mine, the worst accident in the country's post-Soviet history. The tragedy struck at the Kostenko coal mine in the Karaganda region on Saturday. A series of deadly incidents at the ArcelorMittal mines has prompted the nationalisation of the company's local affiliate. The previous deadliest mine accident in post-Soviet Kazakhstan happened in 2006 at another ArcelorMittal mine that killed 41 miners.
For your weather today, Brisbane is mostly sunny. It's currently 23 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 28. The fire danger is moderate, and the UV index is predicted to reach 10, which is in the very high band.
That's all your news for 10 a.m. We'll be back at 11 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.